We're late to the party. I know. Don't forget, you can listen to us over at Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to us at Spreaker.com. You can listen to us on iTunes. You can listen to us on where else? I don't know. My brain is discombobulated. Remember, yesterday I told you all I'm going away tomorrow for a day or two. I got to go to Philadelphia. I got to go to Pennsylvania. I got to go to a wedding. I tried to get out of this wedding. Tried my best to get out of this wedding. But to no avail. I'm stuck. I'm hit. I'm in this for the long haul. Or at least until Friday. Well, Saturday, actually. I'll be back Saturday. So today, it's been running around trying to finish stuff. But I wanted to at least get on the air for a little bit to tell everybody that I promise next week we will be back to normal. I promise. Cross my heart. Hope to die. Stick a needle right in my eye. So we will be back to normal. All right, so what did we miss today? I know we missed a lot of stuff. What did we miss when we went to bed last night? Because I know we missed a lot of stuff. The media freaking out because Trump went and had a steak. He went and had a steak, which is pretty funny because once again, we get to talk about how I reference the press as being nothing more than booger eaters and fart sniffers. Yes, they were the kids in high school, grammar school, that would sit in the back of the class, pick their nose, and eat their own boogers. That's the press. Or they will fart in their own. I bet some of them still eat their own boogers and fart in their own hands, like cup their farts and then put it up to their nose. Smell it. Ooh. Oh, I just had a burrito. I mean, look at Katie Turr. Look at Glenn Thrust. You're not going to tell me that Glenn Thrust doesn't sit there and waff in his own ass gas? Look at the guy. He takes that stupid fedora, whatever the hell that hipster douchebag hat is, and he fans it up to his nose. That's what he does. Fans it. Oh, yeah. It's asparagus. Oh, mmm. Oh, I could taste it again. That's what they are. And last night, it was hilarious to watch a breaking story. It was a breaking story on MSNBC and CNN and all of them. Trump went for a steak dinner. The press was not notified. Somebody who happens to work for a different media organization reported that Trump was at the restaurant. Trump told the press pool that he was done for the night. And then just like that, 2 hours later, he left. How dare he? And then, of course, we hear, this is everything's a violation of free speech. Everything's a violation of free speech, freedom of the press. As if the Washington Post is owned by the government. As if CNN is owned by the government. As if ABC is owned by the government. As if BuzzFeed, Huffington Post, Politico are owned by the government. Unless that is happening, there's still freedom of press. There's still free speech. The only thing that's happening now is that the press is being treated exactly how they should be treated. Like a bunch of booger-eating, fart-sniffing losers. And the media can't handle that. Wolf Blitzer can't handle that. Remember, we talked about this a few days ago. When Trump left Washington, after he did the Obama meeting, he did the Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell meeting, and he got in his car, and he left. And the fact that he didn't tell anybody in the press, he didn't notify them that he had left the building. Wolf Blitzer and Brian Seitzer and the rest of the booger eaters were appalled. This is wrong. No president-elect has ever done this. They are supposed to notify the press when they take a piss. There's supposed to be a historical record. A historical record? Really? Katie Turr's the historical record? Really? April Ryan of Urban Action Network? She's the historical record? What, are you kidding me? These are booger-eating fart sniffers. It's no history. What are they? They're historians? Katie Turr. Keith Olbermann's ex-girlfriend. Really? That's a get out of here. You guys are so butthurt. You guys are just so butthurt that Donald Trump is smashing all of your dreams and hopes. I seen on Twitter yesterday some girl from, I don't know, BuzzFeed or one of those liberal douchebag outlets put out a little tweet that said she what was it worded? She got excited. She was excited that she got assigned to the White House as a press reporter. However it was, and she was all excited. That's that before Trump is a cush job. Oh, we get to go to China. Oh, I'm so excited, Mommy and Daddy. I'm so excited, Mommy and Daddy, and all of you boys that said I was just an ugly troll in high school. Look at me now. I'm going to be traveling the world in Air Force One. I'm going to be important. I'm going to be important. They're going to talk to me because I'm going to write an article. And what happens? Trump leaves and goes and gets a steak without them. What? How could he do this? How could he do this? How could he? Because you're a jerk off. That's how. What? You know, what were they going to do? If Trump's not going, think about it. If Trump's not going to do an interview, okay? If Trump's not going to do an interview and Jared Kushner or Hope Hicks, whoever's with them, isn't going to do an interview. If no one's talking to the press, it's not a scheduled press conference. It's nothing. It's Donald Trump eating dinner. If he's not going to talk to anybody, and the people that are in his group aren't going to talk to anybody, what's the big deal? What's this urge? What's this historical record of the president-elect having a steak and drinking a virgin Bloody Mary? Yes, the reporter that happened to be in the Ritzy Steakhouse tweeted that Donald Trump had a virgin Bloody Mary. It's hard-hitting news right there. It's probing news that everybody must have. No. You see, the media is upset because they weren't sitting in this posh restaurant where people would treat them like royalty because they're part of the press covering the president. So these restaurants that some of them could only dream about going to, they would have been able to finally get into. They would have been able to finally sit and be treated like something, like somebody. Not the 12-year-old booger-eating fart sniffer. That's why they're unhinged. That's why they're losing their mind. That's why Wolf Blitzer conveys panels where they discuss Trump's treatment of the media, Trump's treatment of the press. This is just unprecedented. We have, again, you want to talk about elitists? You want to talk about entitled? You can't get more elitists and more entitled than the media. You can't. You can't get more entitled and elitist than the media. Just spend 20 minutes on Twitter. Seriously, just spend 20 minutes on Twitter and randomly go to the Glenn Thrusts or the Katie Turs or the Sabrina Saduki or Marlo Stern. This is just to name a few of the elitist, liberal, hipster douchebags. Just spend a few minutes on each of their Twitters and see what they post. See the pictures they post. See the pictures of them. Man, they think they are the shit. Whoa. I think Marlo Stern's picture is him drinking a cup of coffee. So you just see his eyes. It's mysterious. So he's got the cup of coffee. He's got the cup up to his mouth and nose. You just see the eyes. It's like, aren't I cool? Aren't I mysterious? Just see my eyes. I'm not in Starbucks. I'm in a independent hipster douchebag coffee house. Where in the corner, there's a white guy with dreads playing the guitar and his army jacket and combat boots. These are the douchebags that are distraught because Trump is putting all of them on blast. Just putting them all on blast. Saying, who are you? Who are you? What makes any of you special? Because for the last 16 months, you haven't done anything special. You've done absolutely nothing special. Everything you've written about has been wrong. When you get on the panels, whether it's CNN or Fox or ABC or MSNBC, and you speak, it's been wrong. Just get some tapes in the last few months of the April Ryans and the Katie Turs. Any of these left-wing, and I mean left-wing, where they wear their extremism on their hipster douchebag sleeves. They've all been wrong. They've all been wrong. Every article they've written. Every article. Every panel they've been on. Well, this is why Donald Trump is going to lose, and he's going to lose in a big way. You see, the American people don't prescribe to the things that Donald Trump says. You see, the American people prescribe to the Obama doctrine. And then, blah, 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 blah. Okay, no, you're wrong. And now they all think they get a do-over. Now they all get a do-over. At least that's what they think. Even though the primaries and then the general really was the do-over. Because they those same people. And man, when we were doing the primaries, we talked about it. We said all these people that have been wrong, every week they would wrong. This person would drop out. This person would drop out. Trump's not going to do more than 25%. He's not going to do more than 28%. He's not going to do more than 32%. He's got a ceiling. He's got a ceiling. He's got a ceiling. Every week they were wrong. And then after the primary, they all went, okay, we were wrong. We were wrong. But he's not going to win the general. So they all got their do-over. Rather, it was Nate Silver, the jerk-offs at Real Clear Politics, they all got their do-over after the primaries. Come the general, they were all wrong again. And now, another do-over. Now, another do-over. And they are losing their minds. Because more and more and more people. More and more people. Are realizing. And it's taken some people a long time. But more and more people are realizing. That all of these reporters. All of these journalists. All of these networks. All have an agenda. And none of them are doing a shred of legitimate reporting. It's all opinions. That's all it is. It's opinions. They disguise it as reporting. But it's not reporting. They're opinions. And we've talked about it before, to ad nauseum, but none of these people were ever prepared to cover somebody that would fight them, that would battle them, that would call them out. Nobody's done it before. Every one of these news outlets, these so-called news outlets, and these so-called reporters and these so-called journalists, they've all gotten a free pass. They've all been able to say what they want. They've all been able to do what they want. They've all been treated with these kid gloves. And as the years have gone on, and the media has gotten even more liberal, and more importantly than that, more bold with wearing their liberalism. Like I said, back in the day, and I'm not even talking about 50 years ago, I'm 43, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, the media didn't wear their liberalism on their safety pin shirt there, their little safe space shirt. They didn't. The Bernie Shaws and the Sam Donaldsons, Peter Jennings, Walter Cronkite, they didn't wear their liberalism on their sleeves. Hell, I don't even know who was a bleeding heart liberal and who was a closet conservative. But that was the case. You didn't know. You didn't know. They reported, hey, this is what happened. Hello, Mr. President. Hello, Seti. I have a question. Blah, blah, blah. They didn't ask a question based on what they thought. You know, you could play the NBC Grab 'Em by the Pussy tape for 10 people. And I bet you those 10 people would all have a different opinion. And I bet you the majority wouldn't have the opinion of it being somebody who is not just talking about it, but promoting it, encouraging it, which is sexual assault. I guarantee you, the majority of people did not hear that and go, oh, wow, he's talking about sexual assault. Oh, my God, he's a sexual predator. Oh, my. But whenever Anderson Cooper, whenever Don Lemon, whenever the quote-unquote journalists addressed that tape and that controversy, it was always framed as sexual assault. I mean, that's an opinion. Back in the day, a Peter Jennings wouldn't have reported on it as being sexual assault. He wouldn't have told the viewer. That's not the media's job, but it is now. It is now. When you hear the media go, oh, we're being attacked, this has never happened before. Well, listen. And never, ever have the media said, hey, we know we're supposed to be impartial. We know we're supposed to just report. But this person is such a scumbag that we can't report on him without giving our opinion. And our opinion is, he's a scumbag. We've never been in this situation. We've never been in this situation where the media has literally said, yeah, we should be impartial. We used to be impartial, but we hate this person so much, we have to be biased. And yet they have the audacity, the Carrions, to then go, we've never been treated by somebody that we've been covering like this. Really? So you're shocked that the person who now is going to be the president is pushing back all of the people that said they won't cover him fairly, objectively, because they hate him so much? It's the most astonishing thing I've ever heard. It really is. It really is. It's astonishing. I mean, remember the grief that Jimmy Fallon got because he didn't attack Trump on his show? You had all of these media types attacking Jimmy Fallon for not being biased. And all of these outlets now are shocked that Trump back then pushed back and now pushing back. It's amazing. It's amazing. And like I said before, it was a all-in strategy by the media. It was an all-in strategy by the Democrats. But it was more dangerous for the media because if they lost, if Trump won, they now were going to have to deal with Trump. And I'm not talking about a, oh, I'm going to get vengeance on you type of thing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the millions and millions and millions of people who now will say, I don't believe anything you tell me. For 16 months, you went out of your way to do everything you could to tell me that this person was a scumbag. To the point where you made up stories, you used anonymous sources, which is made up stories. You told me what the rest of the country was thinking. You told me what the rest of the world was thinking. And obviously, that wasn't the case. Obviously, when you told me, hey, 75-80% of the American people think Donald Trump is a real scumbag. He's a loser. He's a racist. Obviously, that wasn't the case. Obviously, if every single poll that you were doing got the election wrong, what's to say now that every single one of those polls where you said, oh, 72% of the American people say Donald Trump shouldn't be near the nuclear weapons. 68% of the American people think Donald Trump is a rapist. 58% of the... You were wrong on Hillary Clinton's going to win the election by 6 points, which will mean a 400 electoral college landslide win. If you were wrong about all of that, why are you right about all the people that don't trust Trump and he's a racist and he's a misogynist and they believe he'll blow up the world? Of course not. Of course the people don't believe it. So the media went all in because now Trump won. The American people said, wow, we can't trust anything you all said because everything you said about this election was wrong. And now that guy's the president. And you're going into the presidential phase of getting everything wrong. So now you're going to tell us the Trump administration is working on a program that will inject black people with a sexually transmitted disease. It will be the Tuskegee experiment part two. And whether it's true or not, the American people are going to go, you're full of crap. You're full of crap. So now, even if Trump does something that we don't like, or half of us don't like, and the media reports on it, guess what? We're never going to believe the media. Just like they did today. ABC News, George Stephanopoulos. What did they say? General Flynn is going to be the boss over at the NSA. He's going to be... He's got the job. And that wasn't the case. And ABC News had to come out and correct their tweet. Correct their story. So whoever was feeding them this information was wrong. So when you hear the news go, oh, Trump's transitions and tethers, they're unprepared, they're disorganized, they don't know what's going on. Donald Trump is just sitting in a corner playing with his balls, dribbling on himself, going, blah, 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 what do I do? Blah, blah. Why is that the case? Why is that? Why now? Why now is everything the media telling us accurate and correct? Of course it's not. So I said they went all in. Man, they did. They took every dime they had. They knew what they were doing. They knew it. All those executives. Rather, it's Jeff Bezos at Amazon in the Washington Post, Carlos Slim at the New York Times, Glenn Thrust at the Politico, Zucker at CNN. They all knew it. They knew that they were putting everything they had in. They knew it. They knew if Trump won, they were all effed. Because how do you now cover his administration? How do you now move forward with any political news and have people believe you? Remember, the payoff for the media, the payoff for all of these conglomerates was Trump is bad, Trump is evil, Trump is misogynist, look what he did here, look what he did there, he's a sexual predator, he's this, all these people that support him are Nazis, the alt-right, Pepe the Frog, blah, 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 blah. Hillary's going to win by 10. Hillary's going to win by 5. Republicans are going to lose the House. They're going to lose the Senate. The Republican Party's going to go the way of the Whigs. It's going to take them 100 years to rebuild. We can't be impartial. Donald Trump is such a horrible, deplorable, evil person. We got to do everything in our power to defeat him. He's horrible. He's horrible. This was all in, man. Because if he lost, what do you say? The media goes, we told you, we were right. We told you. He would only get about 25%, which means 25, 26 million people voted for him. We have to be nervous about those 25 or 26 million people. They're all Nazis. We told you that. They're all racist. We told you that. We told you America was liberal. Look, 87 million people voted for, actually 100 million people voted for Hillary Clinton. They voted for the liberals. They voted for the Democrats. See, we're not dishonest. We're none of the above. But because Trump won, the media walked out of that poker house naked. They walked out naked. They walked out with no clothes except a dirty sock that they were able to put on their penises, like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Their bank accounts were wiped out. Their life insurance policies were wiped out. Their kids' college funds were wiped out. They walked out with socks on their junk. And they will never, ever recover. Because now, no matter how much the left screams, no matter how much the media screams, fire, 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 the country goes, bullshit, 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 bullshit. Media goes, no, 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 no. There's so much fire. And the country goes, there's so much bullshit. And Zucker and Bezos, they all knew it. They all knew it. And the hits will just keep on coming. The hits will just keep on coming. When ABC News puts out, hey, General Flynn is good, and they have to put a retraction tweet, a retraction story, the hits keep on coming. When there's constant pushback from the Trump administration, the hits keep on coming. The minute Katie Turr or Andrea Mitchell goes, my anonymous sources from within the Trump, bullshit, wrong, click. I mean, the media got just beat. They got schlonged. They got trumped. They got thumped. They got done to them worse than what they did to Trump. Because remember, the whole thing with the Trump, NBC, Billy Bush tape, the whole thing with that was this. Here's audio of Trump saying these things. So, by his own words, by his own actions, you now can't dismiss anybody that comes forward and says, Trump did to me exactly what he said on that tape. And because of that, the media was able to every single day, no matter who the girl was. Porn star, don't matter. Hi, what's your name? My name is Jessica Drake. Well, who are you? I'm a porn star. People pay me to ejaculate in my mouth and have anal sex with them. Okay, thank you. What happened? I was at this event, and I gave Donald Trump my phone number, and then me and a couple of other hookers went to his suite, and he offered me $10,000 to have sex, and then he kissed me. Yeah. 40
years ago, when I was 22 years old, Donald Trump, on a domestic flight, sitting in coach, grabbed my breasts and vagina.
Okay. So every single one of these girls came out, and the media had no problem. Why? Because of an audio tape. Back in 02-03. So for them, that audio tape validated everything. Everything that these women were saying. No different than Hillary Clinton parading the black lady around who said 30 years ago she tried to get an apartment at a Trump property but was turned away because she was black. Now, how do you disprove that? How do you prove that? Well, 30 years ago, Trump's dad and the property that they had got in trouble by the federal government for housing discrimination. Real simple. Somebody raises their hand and goes, oh, I tried to get an apartment there. Who's going to say they're lying? There was a court case. There was a lawsuit. As far as the media goes, this was all good enough. So, apply what happened for the last 16 months. Apply what's happened in the last 1 month. Anything the media says now, the country goes, you're full of crap. How can we believe you? Well, what? You've been wrong for the last 16 months, every single day. Why now are you right? Why now are you honest? Why now are you unbiased? Why? Well, because... No, there is no because. If Trump audio from a decade ago proves all of these women were sexually assaulted by Trump, then guess what? What you've done the last 16 months proves that nothing you say, nothing you report, nothing that you're associated with is the truth. So if you tell us that Donald Trump is sitting in the basement of the White House plotting martial law, every single one of us are going to say, you're full of crap. Even if you had pictures, even if you had video, every single one of us are going to say you're full of crap and you made it up. You got actors. And that's where we are today, folks. And the media knows it. They don't know what to do. They absolutely have no idea what to do. When they keep doing things that involve anonymous reporters or backtracking on stories like the General Flynn story, they just keep burying themselves more and more and more. When you have an article come out and slate that says all the Trump supporters, anybody that voted for Trump, is a racist. Everybody. Every single voter is a racist. The media is done. It's over. And when they're complaining about not being part of a steak dinner, when they're complaining about not being in a limousine, when they're complaining about not sitting in the plush, beautiful seats on the Trump Force One or Air Force One, it just keeps burying them more and more and more. When you see Brian Setzer and other liberals talking about fake media sites and how they contributed to Hillary Clinton losing, fake media sites, sites that were created to pump out a news story to fool people that read the story into believing one way or another, and then saying that Facebook needs to crack down on stories that come from news sites. And you hear CNN and the rest of them pumping this narrative up. And then the intelligent citizen of this country goes, well, isn't that similar to anonymous sources? For 16 months, every single one of you did a story based on anonymous sources. I mean, the Daily Beast, the king of anonymous sources, Olivia Nunzio and her Asian houseboy, Ashwan Mashman. Every article that they did was anonymous sources. And I'd love to know why all of a sudden all of these stories died down. What happened to the anonymous sources telling Ashwan Mashman at the Daily Beast of all of this racist and deplorable, hateful language that Donald Trump used on The Apprentice set? What happened with the Never Trumpers, Rick Wilson, and the world's ugliest, and I mean ugliest, Republican? Because most Republican women are pretty hot that are in the punditry field, except for Liz Maher. Okay, the world's ugliest pundit slash strategist slash super PAC creator. Ugliest. But according to her and Rick Wilson, they have video or audio or pictures that were to bury Donald Trump. You know, anonymous people gave them this information. Anonymous. Where are all these stories from all of these anonymous people? These are supposed to be real stories. Well, what happened? I mean, the guy's technically not president yet. If one of these stories are just so damning, why don't they come out? Exactly. You're going to talk about fake websites? The media itself is a giant fake website. CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, BuzzFeed, Huffington Post. They're all a giant fake website. They're all giant fake website. They've been fake for the last 8, 9, 10 years. But they were exposed 16 months ago. They were exposed 16 months ago. They're exposed 16 months ago. And there's no going back. So, Zucker, Carlos, Bezo, get used to the climate. Get used to the pushback. And get used to flipping for car rentals and plane tickets and all the other things that go with the elite members of the press covering the White House who are not going to get their free rides anymore. They're not going to get their bottled water or their buffets or everything else that goes with being a leech. It's over. Get used to it.